plastic.
Welcome to the Friday night start of Outside the Pizza Box. So that must mean you're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And we are broadcasting, well, we're part of the Civic Media Network. Ooh, broadcasting live out of Solidarity Realty Studio. I am Pizza Box Mike, and I do have Evan, or as they call you, Evo.
It's true. It's a true moniker. And you know what? They didn't even just dig it up, you know, like, oh, you have a funny name on the radio. That's been following me for, you know what? I'm an old man now for 20 years.
You're an old man, huh? Huh. We are Evo. E-V-O.
I like it.
Anyway, just, you know, for the next hour, we just need people to, sit back, relax, and unhinge with the pizza box. Because that's what I'm all about. For people that don't know me or are new to this show, because this is a different time zone now, I'm all about, you know, truth and justice and ending racism and inequality. And that pretty much sums me up. I think we can go now, right? but seriously, living in Wisconsin my whole life, basically, not that I'm not, you know, well-traveled. I mean, my ex-wife is from Jamaica, and, you know, my children, my oldest son especially, is quite worldly, living in South America with his wife that he met, and so he's Jamaican, she's Mexican, I'm Irish, and the grandkids, so I tell ya. But I've been doing, you know, activism, fighting for truth and justice, right? It led me into the Capitol. And from there, the fight for 15, and then meeting candidates and presidential candidates, and even Obama got a chance to meet me, right? As a leader of the fight for 15. And I received an award from this, you know, from the Poor People's Campaign. Because I volunteered my time and stood up for people that are less fortunate and have no path that this old white guy had, because you think you're old, evil. It'll be 62 this year. And then struck down with, you know, cancer and COVID and all this stuff, bouncing back, and here we are again. And yes, I will be displaying pizza boxes at the Capitol the next 2 weeks during February, when they have 4 days next week and the week after. Yes, I like to go down there and let them see what's recorded on these pizza boxes is actually history. And a lot of it really is. And should be in a museum, but I'm not done with them yet, right? They're still functioning today, 10 years later from when we stood up for democracy in Wisconsin and we literally got our asses kicked. You know, cheating and gerrymandering and packing the courts with activist right-wing judges, you know, everything. Wow. So we had last week off, right? Enough of the intro. It's time to move on. We missed last week. And so the one thing that really, you know, listen, this week's show is about how socialism doesn't suck. Okay. It doesn't. I know they use it in ways to, you know, especially when the Republican Congress decided that they needed to write a bill to prevent socialism in America being legislated. And then 100 Democrats signed on with them and like 84 Democrats didn't, which are, listen, I've tried to explain, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I am a progressive. And the people that didn't sign on to that are progressives. And the reason why we don't sign on to things like that is because you guys have slid so far right, the cheese is off your cracker, okay? You're really going to waste time It must be. Is there pressure coming from all angles? Is that why they have to come back on this attack on socialism? And I've explained before, my son's enjoying socialism in South America. Yes, there are some drawbacks, yeah. But not when it comes to healthcare. Going to the hospital, taking your children there, and you don't have a bill, right? Sometimes there's a couple bucks here or there, something like that. But not literally. The people can go to the hospital and get treated, and they don't have to prove that they have insurance. They don't have to give like all this information that I had to do this week for my mom. And I'm really, you know, I'm doing this show with a heavy heart. My mom is in intensive care, and I went and saw her today, and she collapsed and on Wednesday, and she stopped breathing. You know, it's kind of like the football player thing. I wasn't there. She was at her sister's, and they, thankfully, one of her sisters started doing CPR, and then by the time the EMTs got there, they took over, and, you know, they got to use a machine and broke a couple of her ribs. Poor thing. I went to see her, and she hasn't regained consciousness yet, but they had her in a coma to protect her. And so now it's like, you know, we're waiting to see if you know, all the meds are coming out of her and everything, and maybe she'll come around. But, you know, I had to try and find her social security number because for whatever reason, there was nothing in her wallet for her Medicare or anything like that. And, you know, literally that slows things down in our healthcare system if you don't have the social security number or the Medicare so that they can access your records and get things going. It's kind of sad. You know, a cat or a dog gets quicker attention in an emergency situation. What's a cat's ID number? Huh? So there's one reason, you know, hospitals. There's another example. Doctors, healthcare. That's socialism, folks. The fire department, the police department, public education, which we've seen just destroyed, basically, right? Reminds me of when Betsy DeVos was at the Capitol. She's nothing to do with education her whole life, and make her the head of the education in Washington so that they can privatize schools. Dumb us down further than we are already. My God. It's sad. My mom's a teacher. My mom's a retired teacher. My dad was an elementary school principal, man. They dedicated their lives to educating children and giving them avenues and encouraging them and diversity. Encouraging all that. And now it's like, oh, yeah, you go down to Florida. Yeah, DeSantis, you know, you can't teach about any kind of sexuality, sexual reproduction, culture, war stuff, woke. Oh, you can't talk about what happened in slavery. Clan DeSantis. And I'm watching the Republicans. Oh, wait, we're going to roll out. Oh, we got all this. We've got all these fine candidates just lining up to run for president. You didn't have a fine candidate anywhere in your party, man. Which was pretty obvious when this week's State of the Union address happened. And so I don't want to get into that because should I go to Jason Hafeman, man? Jason, what's happening?
Hey, how are you, Mike?
You know, Friday night, didn't get paid. It's all right, though.
Man. Look,
I know this used to be the Packer thing, and I only think I called your show once, and you're already doing it. This, by the way, folks, was my fine producer and engineer on Saturdays, and now Evo's finding the same thing out on Friday night that, I don't know, Jack, man, you guys got to do everything. I'll just talk.
I have to train Evan to make sure that he throws you off as often as I always. That's my one thing. I was always good at getting you off track. Hey, I just wanted to welcome you to Friday night. Congrats on the show being there. And I read stuff about your mom. Really sad to hear about that. You know, I don't pray, but I'm trying to give good vibes out there.
No, I saw your response, and I appreciate that. And you know, that's all I said was pray for my mom, right? Because, you know, it's not about talking about what it's just. I mean, my mom's taken care of me since I got Well, my whole life, okay, quite honestly. But since I got sick in 2016 and she opened her house up to me, and I know people are envious, you don't pay anything, any of the bills or anything. It's like, what? Are you jealous?
Yeah, but you care for her and you look after her and you guys are a team. So that's part of the gig. I'm really sorry to hear.
Yeah, I'm hoping, happening. Jason. I really am. And trust me, I broke down. I've mourned. I've grieved. And I'm prepared to do that again if this doesn't work out. But I got to talk to her, and it's for some reason I just know she heard everything I said.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Brother.
It ties back into the healthcare stuff. Gosh, just isn't that something that if we could just get that figured out here in this country, how many people's lives could be different, how much easier it could be, it should be.
Yeah, well, you know what? Capitalism teaches everybody that it's for profit, not people, right? Yeah, capitalism over socialism. Fair wages for all. You know, and socialism is people, is about it's the sum of the people benefiting from resources and all the institutions that we have here, not just the few. And that's the problem with capitalism at this point. It's so corrupt and so, you know, and I don't know, did you watch the State of the Union, Jason?
I got the cliff notes from you. I followed your post on Facebook talking about, you know,
well, that was the next day. I couldn't believe it. I really, you know, and I'm so upset that I didn't do up some popcorn and watch it, because I mean, if you didn't notice, Joe Biden was just like eating it up, wasn't he? I mean, he was kind of looking over his shoulder, smirking, going, can you believe this? It was just awful. And the smirking Kevin McCarthy, you know, looking just like Robin Voss and shaking their head and doing their stuff. But then when those baboons in the back of the Congress there, that was when I mean, gosh, you know, how many times does Marjorie Taylor Greene want to be compared to a howler monkey and have the howler monkey look better than her?
I'm glad you're around on Friday nights, man. People need you. We need your voice, Mike.
Well, I got to stay awake. You know, this guy goes, I get up before the devil every day. And appreciate it, Jason.
You got to get your naps in.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll break through on the other side. It's so appropriate after watching the State of the Union address. It is. It's awful. The pigs in the audience that they had. That was our Congress, man. That wasn't us in 2012.
Just an extension of what we saw at
Scott Fitzgerald. That was Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Yelling at the president. So he said he did. He said he booed. Because if you didn't boo...
Not bad, man. It was a spicy State of the Union, man.
That was awful. I mean, every comedian just ate that up. I did. Literally, I'm like pressing my coffee. Oh, this is great. Yes, I'm going to chew my pressed coffee and watch this. Just grinding my teeth. It was really bad. Make sure you cut this off before they swear.
Oh, no, we're good, dude. I got it all.
All right.
We're all set.
Because this song just kind of...
It sneaks up on you.
Doesn't it look like Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Hey now. We have plenty of stuff to insult.
You don't think that she was red hen pecked?
I mean, that was...
Ah, get that one. Yeah, the red hen.
Yeah.
That was bad.
It was real bad.
Yeah. And for these guys to eat that stuff up is just... It, you know what? It's like... It's almost
that cynicism, man. Just because it was all these sort of.
It's like watching an old western, and the town people were going, "Ah!"
Yeah. And you know these opposites, right? Saying something. I don't know. Just the bad faith. The bad faith was incredible. And if you follow it with any intellectual acuity, right? If you pay attention to any of what she actually said, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it was garbage. It was a pig sounding off. By the way, 844-967-2789, because you can call in and participate. But I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. And I'm not, you guys, the thing that makes me the most upset about it, to be honest with you, is that you just paved the way for Joe Biden to run again. What were you guys thinking? Because, you know, I don't know if many of you out there, I'm one of the, you know, the 60-some percent in the Democratic Party that just doesn't really want to see him run again.
It's a double-edged sword, man. I mean, yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you.
I voted for Joe Biden because you guys are so lame.
If we get frayed, if we fall apart on the rope, I don't know.
Oh, I'm waiting for that day, man. Oh,
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. No, unhinged and ready to go. I without any weapons. Okay, it doesn't take weapons to... Yeah, I just feel like it's watching like these zombie shows that are always so popular, and they're popular with me, too, because I really do believe that's happening right now. You know, and I think that we should all start doing this. When you hear somebody talking, doing the Trumpisms and lying in the coffee, the person at the register, everybody in line, we should all point to them and go, oh!
I got something
like
for
you. Like they do
on the... I got something for you. This is what we're up against.
And I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed.
Yeah, wow.
That's real.
Yeah. Well, I've always said, you know, I'll arm myself after I pry it from somebody's cold, dead hands. Because, you know, we've seen a lot of good guys lately that were unarmed stopping bad guys that are armed. And that's why I don't understand why people are so obsessed with this. They feel like they need a gun. And yet, 99% of us have never, ever needed a gun for anything. And if you were in situations sometime in that whole time in your life, had you worn a gun, then other people would have had to worry, right? You ever see two guys wearing guns walking down the streets going, hey, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
That's the crazy part, is I have.
So have I. And then I was in the middle of it, you know, and it look, if you're in an oppressed community, it's more likely to happen there. And I don't know if most people understand that the people that commit those crimes come in and prey on people in those oppressed communities. It's usually not even somebody that's, and even if it is, you know what? You know, what was that? The black on black crime with the cops, right? And it took them, what, 3 more weeks or something to finally, oh, the white guy that pulled him out of the car, we're going to fire you too. Really? Well, just check it out, people. White-on-white crime is pretty popular. The only times I've been, you know, screwed over by anybody was by white guys. So I don't trust those guys very much. But I want to point out that I understand that that's in every society that we live in. There's some bad people, and it really never has been based on what their color is or what culture they come from. And we're seeing now there's a lot of sick people out there, right? We know we've always made the excuse for white guys. Oh, he's insane, pleading insanity, right? Going and kill everybody in the church and let's take him through the drive-thru on the way to jail, Burger King and stuff. Or, of course, Rittenhouse, who murdered 2 people and skated. Judges and everybody just, you know, not allowing evidence to come in about how, you know, he and his mom came back after that, sitting in the bar with the, you know, QAnon dudes drinking and stuff, underage. And
it's nothing to me, right? So, sure, he was acquitted of murder, you know? That's some legalese, yeah. But at the end of the day, he killed 2 people. That's it for me.
Well, and nobody attacked him first. He was the aggressor in that, and he shot somebody. And then when people realized, hey, this guy just shot that guy, they tried to disarm him. And the guy didn't hit him right with the skateboard. You have to turn it sideways and go right for the throat next time. And then you'd be around to tell the story. Anyway, we'll be back after this hard break. Up and away, my beautiful, my beautiful.
thought the Congress was going to get something done. You got fooled again, man. Fooled again. But it's been like that for a long time, which is why I can't really identify as, like, you know, Democrat, Republican. I'm like a true progressive. Yes, I'm a tree-hugging liberal, and I will defend the trees. How'd you like that balloon thing there, right? Yeah, now they shot down another one.
But that's the timing was impeccable.
Right, so they shot down another one, and I'm still thinking about the one they shot down in the dome at the Capitol,
they
man. Remember
said
that?
It was a balloon yet. This has not been confirmed, as I understand it.
Yeah, well. Anyway, hey, so I see we got someone calling from Sheboygan, man. Cool. It's Mike. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. My first time to call into your show because I always missed you Saturdays, and you pair well with this time slot.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking that, too. I was kind of disappointed because, you know, you get into that and you're, like, proud because, you know, the number one show on Saturday. Hey, what could go wrong, right?
Well, I don't know. I missed you, and I would encourage you to talk to your internet audience, which I'm sure is out there that never caught you before because they were busy doing something else on Saturday afternoon like I usually was. But and another thing that you both do really well is you do a really nice job with those tunes.
You know, and I've been complimented before on that, Mike, because, you know, I've been around a long time.
Well, I got to tell you, you got me climbing out of the bathtub tonight because the story with your mom just got me. 2 weeks ago, I was in the ER in Sheboygan and spent the weekend there with my mom. I didn't have Pizza Bach Mike to listen to that night, and I sure needed something because I was crawling the walls. I got her back. She's upright. She's in the other room, unfortunately. Watching MSNBC,
right?
I pray this never happens. But should I ever have to go anywhere on a Friday night, I'm taking you guys with me, and I do wish you all the best with your mom. And it was really cool that Jason called in before. I never heard him either.
Yeah.
I just have one comment, if I may, about semantics. You all always pride yourselves with the lefties and the, you know, the socialist thing. That always hurts me because they use it against us. You know, socialism is socialismus, you know. And it's like saying community sounds like a commune, like we're a bunch of freaking hippies, or it sounds like communism. You know, in Europe, where I've been the last 30 years, it's called Sozialwirtschaft. That's German. And what that means is social economy.
Yeah.
So if you're a down the middle, good country boy who understands how society works, chances are you're going to be practicing Sozialwirtschaft. You're going to be a social economist on both sides of the aisle. That's the damnedest thing. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody loved the Angela Merkel years, but she was actually from the so-called Republican conservative side, and I don't know, she prided herself in being a social economist. Now we've got a social democrat in there, but he prides himself in being a capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the folks out there, I mean, if you look, I mean, what is Citizens United? They bastardized it to mean Citizens Disunited. You know, the Clean Water, Clean Air Act, none of that stuff. They've taken the lexica. They've turned the language around and reversed its meaning, and I don't know if we're ever going to get it back, but I personally think you're right. You're a progressive, and I think that's what we're progressive. We want to move on. Some of them want to take us back to 1847. Others want to take us all the way back. What's that Supreme Court jerk's name who took us all the way back pre-Constitution, pre-Revolutionary War, to old English law, pre-witch burning? I mean, where else are we going to go? Back to the Middle Ages? What are regressives going to do? So all I can say is if you're progressive, chances are you want a better future for your kids.
Right on. Hey, I appreciate everything you said. Anything you got besides that tonight?
No, sir. I'm going back in the tub. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. Beer is patched, and I know there'll be good tunes to go with it.
Cool, man. Appreciate it. And you know what they could do with all that campaign money, Mike, is make our water cleaner. Yeah, right? Think of that. These guys were going to spend $6 million on a primary for Supreme Court justice. And on top of that, most of the people will be using commercials to try and figure out who to vote for, which is why some people get mad at Crudy for running that one. But the first time I laughed, but then I understand. No, I don't want a constitutionalist.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not freedom. Socialism to me means freedom. For everyone, not just a few. Right on. And hey, I see we got Rico in Rock County. What's happening, Rico? Not your first time, brother.
Hey. No, it's not my first time, but hey, I'm glad you're back, Mike. Hey, Friday nights, you know, well, the 7-8 o'clock thing, you know. Well, we're heavily into it by then, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're like in the recliner looking for that last hour to unhinge and maybe go to sleep, right?
Yeah, you know, 8 beers into it by now, right?
Yeah.
I do want to say, you know, I have already prayed for your mom. That's a good thing there. And, hey, you know, I got this new acronym, and everybody seems to have a problem with it. You know, this ain't the maggots. And they, you know, oh, that's so rude. Well, you know what? Make America great again, Trump supporters. It fits, right? Maggots. You know, I prefer treason as scum, but, you know, I have my own way of thinking about things, but I am so glad that you're back on Friday nights, and Rico and Rock County will be listening to you, buddy. Thank you.
Awesome. You know what? I hate to say it, Rico, but, you know, if I wasn't doing this show, I'd be listening to me, too. yeah, how's that for fathead? You know, actually, these things get, this headset gets smaller after I put it on after Crudy's been wearing it.
Sure, He
must have a huge brain. And we got time, I think, before break to take Mary, right?
Oh, we got tons of time.
All right, Mary in Wauwatosa, one of my favorites.
Hi, Pizza Box. Hey, I want to say that I think this is going to be a great time slot for you because the young people who need to hear your message are the, you know, young people of voting age, your truth and justice message. So I think it's a good thing. And keep on with that. You know, they're going to be the... You know, the young people who, without the skewed values of our society, that are going to be making things a little better here.
Awesome. Yeah. You know what? I'll give you a plug right now, young people. If you want to see diversity added to the courts in Wisconsin, then it's not just about, you'd be supporting Everett Mitchell like I am. Okay, and I know I've heard everybody talking. Okay, so the candidate that everybody supposedly on the left wants is the one that's raised 3 times the money, you know, raised more money than all 3 of the other candidates combined. Money is not good, okay? Money influencing people. Now, I know Everett Mitchell. When I was in the streets fighting with the Poor People's Campaign, there was Everett Mitchell. I've seen what he's done for his career to try and keep repeat offenders from happening again, right? He's worked with troubled youth before. That's what we need in the courts. We don't need somebody that's going to do politics. We need somebody that's going to be there for social justice. And I think, you know, 6 white women and 1 white man is not a diverse court in this state. At this point, it's embarrassing, okay? And that's why when people come from out of town, Mary, when I have signs up at the Capitol, and I'm going to do it again, Republicans, and some Democrats, I guess, if you're not going to go with what the people need, I'm going to call you out, right? That's what this is about. It ain't about me.
Yeah. I think we have a lot of hope in the upcoming generations, and so really glad that you're here to talk to them, and know that my healing vibes for your mom are going to be there. You know, she lost a son not too long ago.
Right.
That'll be pretty tough.
Okay, Mary, well, thank you, and I'll tell you this. This makes it even worse, right? Because, you know, my older brother Bob passed away on December 30th, and my youngest brother Steve passed away on December 30th, 3 years before that. And my mom collapsed on Wednesday, which is my youngest brother's birthday. And I know that had something to do with where she was, you know, but she was not, you know, stressed when it happened. They were having a good time with her sisters. And even her, you know, her sister said to me, well, you know, if she doesn't make it, and I'm like, I know, there's just no pain, no suffering involved at this point. And she's resting comfortably and she's strong. So I, you know, it's like a 50-50 thing. And I'm the kind of guy that talks about this stuff because if I keep it inside, then I'm going to become like something I don't want to be, right? It's some of us are intrinsic and some of us just got to let it go, man. And we have to let it out of us because, you know, ADHD rocks and I'm into it. Right? I'm unapologetic about my views.
Unmedicated.
Yeah. No, I'm medicated. Pure Michigan. You know, Wisconsin's really losing out on the marijuana thing, aren't they? By the way, don't forget, people, to support Jeff's Guitar Clinic and go to that studio sometime. Huh? Yeah, I know I caught you. You were grabbing the phone, Evan, at the same time I, you know. There you go. Jeffsguitar.com, right? Jeffsguitar's got .com in Stoughton. And I think he's even listening tonight. See, that's the thing. I agree. 7 o'clock on a Friday night, for those of us that don't have anything better to do but sit home and grumble, it's a good unhinge hour. Because you're not really mad, are you, listening to me? You're kind of like, yeah, you know, let's get fired up. And I'm hoping to get a movement going here in Wisconsin that feel free to come up and watch them next week, you know, or just be there, you know, in the rotunda and talk to people. And I talk to people coming from out of town. But when people from out of town and other countries recognize and want to get their picture taken with Wisconsin, number one in racism, you know, that's kind of bad. And then when an old white guy walks by and goes, yeah, who did that? You know, rest my case, right? I mean, Jesus Christ, what's going on? You know, just because you're white doesn't mean you have to be offended by that unless you're confirming the fact that you're the problem I'm talking about. Oh, we got Diane and Madison. Let's take Diane. Welcome.
Hey, you know, I really like your show. I listen to it on Saturdays. Now I'm going to definitely be able to listen to you more often on Fridays. I just have to say thank you for saying what you did about Everett Mitchell.
Yeah.
I'm a huge supporter. You know, and I am so tired of people going, Judge Janet, Judge Janet. You know, we need more representation. And the guy's really, you know, I've listened to him. I love the way he talks about mental illness. I love the way he really tries to rehabilitate people. He was the one that went to the Supreme Court and said, hey, when kids come to my court, they don't need to wear handcuffs. They don't need to be, you know, treated like criminals. They're children. And he really believes in the way you treat people. It helps them, you know, see themselves with dignity. And he sees the good in people. And I've been really impressed with him. You know, I've given money to his campaign, and I just really respect him, not just because he's a minister, but because he's a thinker, and he believes in people, and he will join people from all walks of life.
Yeah, we've had him several times. He speaks to the humanity. I'm a supporter of Mr. Mitchell, too. Yeah. I think it'd be just a fabulous addition.
And you're right, Diane, and thank you for listening and calling, because I've heard all the, oh, he's got baggage. And I'm like, baggage? What are you talking about, baggage?
Who do you think dumped
Who's
that
got
baggage?
More baggage than these two clowns on the right, okay? And I don't know, Janet, and I'm, but look, because I don't know you, just tells me that why would I vote for somebody that I don't know who's got all this money to try and win a campaign, right? And then base it on, oh, yeah, I'm going to, you know, gerrymandering in this. You know, there's a lot more wrong in this state than just gerrymandering. Okay? We're number one in racism. We're number one in alcoholism. We have a lobby called the, you know, the Tavern League that will not allow marijuana into this state and control these dumbass Republicans. We can't even get medicinal. And they got it like in Alabama, Mississippi. Oklahoma, for crying out loud, does it get any more red than Oklahoma, right?
No, we'll try.
Medicinal.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, get them off those things they were saying Biden was, it's Biden's fault. You know, people are overdosing on this. Really? You guys want to legalize something that would probably get rid of fentanyl?
The stats are out there.
Yeah, hey, it's out there in all the states that have done it. They don't have as much overdose. They don't have as much drunkenness, less murder, less crime. Wake up, people. Peace, baby. We'll be back. Last segment. Yeah, man. Just stay home on Friday nights. A little bit of music. BS in between. But you get to participate, too. Most people do anyway. But I'm not even going to say it yet. Until it happens. I don't want to give anybody recognition that doesn't deserve it. I get a kick out of these Republicans. We're going to find out about the origins of COVID. Yeah, man, why don't you guys work on finding out the origins of, say, Marjorie Taylor Greene? Neanderthal, that's what I'm guessing. Or George Santos, who's still there, folks. Even though this guy, wow. He's like a small-time, big-time con man, you know, compared to Trump. Orangey. It's like, anybody that pleads the fifth. Yeah, must be guilty, right? Must be the mob, right? Isn't that what Trump said?
Well, until he did it.
What, did he do it like 400 times? Same answer. Same answer. Well, you know, he looks at his lawyer like, oh, do I have to like, okay, so I read this and then after that, I'll just say, same thing, same thing, yeah. Same thing, same thing. Because he didn't want to say fifth. Because then anybody that supports him would be like confronted with the fact that listen to how many times he pleads the fifth and remember what he said about it. Okay? Wow. It just keeps getting worse. And I think the problem is artificial intelligence. And I think some people have heard me say that. It's just like, just, you know, how do you put those two words together? You can keep playing that if you want. You know, the next song up on that album, yeah, that's called Funky Stuff. And then the next one is more funky stuff.
You see, the mob takes the fifth.
Yes, they do. And there's guys out there, right? Yes, this guy, you know, prosecutors. And you know, prosecutors aren't like, you know, liberals people. Did you understand that? You know, they don't have really a hard time sending people to jail, even if they might know that the guy doesn't deserve to be there. And I've seen prosecutors, what was that guy's name, that Gowdy clown? Boy, he was a weird-looking dude, wasn't he? So he's in there. And then I watch all these shows that are just horrible, right? They go through all these, you know, solving murders and all this stuff. And in fact, I just saw another one. They find all these murders from 40 years ago. You know, it's harder to catch the guys in the 50s and 60s, especially now most of those guys are dead. But yeah, man, it's amazing to watch America be so proud of this great country when we lead in all the most negative categories. I mean, crime and murders and drug abuse and alcoholism and psychos in our Congress. Oh, boy.
Gun murders.
Hey, let's go to Betsy. Betsy in Madison, nice to hear from you.
Oh, my God. Pizza Box, you're awesome, man. You just brighten my whole evening up. I mean, you're a party on a Friday night. I
invite all your friends. Invite all your friends and do whatever they say is illegal in this state that should be legal with your friends and leave the alcohol at home. I don't touch stuff, man.
I don't touch that stuff either. That stuff is killer.
It's poison. Sure. Here, have some poison. You know you'll get really high on that. Well, yeah, I suppose.
Well, blessings to your mama.
Yeah, I told her I was going to do my show. Because, you know, she'd want me to. And by the way, earlier we were talking about, you know, doing things, you know, and being there for our parents when they're older. And, you know, my mom was in the hospital and that's, you know, it started raining, then the ice came, then the snow. And I'm like, I really need to get that off there. And I'm like, gosh, no, I can't do it. You know? And I'm like, my mom's not here. She's not going to be driving. Cause if she does survive this, she's going to be in rehab for a while. But then my two sisters fly in and they need my mom's car. So I had to show that stuff off after it's ice and stuff. I knew it. I just knew it. I'd done it all year long, Betsy. I've gotten it every single time. And I thought this time, I'm like, I really don't need to do it. My car's in the driveway. I just get those boulders out at the bottom behind my car, which was cool. Yeah. But the boulders that I left across where my mom's car would come out, oh, my God, they were like icebergs.
Oh, they were.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had to pick them up, and I was playing like the abominable snowman. I'm going, rolling them.
It's so fun. I love you.
Okay. Yeah, I love you too, man.
I'm so glad you're back on the air. All right. Have a good night now.
Hey, you bet. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Well, you guys know the only reason why I'm on the air is because you guys have supported and listened to this show and participated.
They ask about you, man. They call all the time.
You know,
they say, what happened to Pizza Box? What's going on?
I hear sometimes, too, because I listen to some of the other shows, and I don't always, you know, participate because I don't want to ruin their show.
I don't even put them all on air. Sometimes they just call me, and I just console them. I say, hey, it's going to be okay. Friday night, 7 p.m.
It's going to be okay. But in case you didn't notice, if you don't get a chance to listen to the show, you can come and watch it down at the Capitol for a couple hours. I'm pretty filtered there, you know, except for when, like, that tour guide told me to F off. I didn't like that too much, man. But, you know, not everybody that works at the Capitol agrees with things that I say and do. And the thing about my mom is that she's always been my greatest supporter, but she's also a pretty damn good critic, okay? And I hate to embarrass her, and I do at times, you know, because the language I use. But you know what? I'm on Facebook wars, man. This is all out, you know, beat down on these losers, make them crawl back under their stone kind of thing. Make them, you know, they don't know that they're stupid. I'm here to help them. Okay, help them understand that they're stupid and they need to listen to people that are smarter than them, because that's what I do when it comes to like climate change and pandemics. But you know, it shouldn't take that to understand inequality and racism and injustice at the coming from the highest levels of this great free country, right? Are we already almost done? How much time left?
Dude, time flies if you're having fun or not. And we're
fastest
having fun.
Hour
we got
radio.
About a minute, man. Let's do this.
Man. Well, I'll be back next Friday, I think. We'll see. Yeah, living it up, man.
Oh, you'll
Friday
be back.
Night.
I'm going to see to it.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it, man, and I knew this was going to work. See, Evo and I, we know each other, and this is going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, like I said, have people come to the house. Until next week, right? You're listening to... Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, part of the Civic Media Network, and Solidarity Realty Studio is where we do it from, man. Pizza Box Mike, Evo, signing off. See you next Friday, man. Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night.